Busy first Friday of the month of September as we get ready for Labor Day weekend. Lots happening, lots of sports to talk about. We'll start high school volleyball, football, softball, cross country, all those sports to talk about. NCAA football last night, an exciting one for the Colorado Buffaloes in getting the win in Atlanta. We'll talk that. We'll talk Major League Baseball as well. And the U.S. Open continues with another day of outstanding action at Flushing Meadows and the National Tennis Center. It's sports on a September 4th. It's a Friday. It's Labor Day weekend. Get ready for it. Lots to talk about, including all the tournaments that are going on. The Diamond Classic begins this morning at 10 o'clock at the three fields over at the fourplex for Lamar. Now, lots of teams, 14 teams, in fact, on hand. Lamar opens up at 10 o'clock. They'll take on Pueblo Centennial. They've changed their game for this afternoon. It'll now be 6 o'clock for their second contest, and that'll be against a very good Forge Christian team. They were originally scheduled to play at 2. Now they'll play at 6. All right, let's get right on to the sports. Last night's high school volleyball action, great one. Swink came in number 1 in the state, hadn't lost a set. They lost the first two right off the bat to Lamar, who played uninspired volleyball and then fell apart. Swink showed why they're the number 1 team in state. They won the next 3 easily, taking set 5, 15-8. Swink 3, Lamar 2 in the matchup, 3-2 in the sets. Lamar up 2-0, blew it, and could not hold on. Nonetheless, they fall to 3-2. Swink stays undefeated at 5-0, their first ever victory and their first ever visit to Lamar in the Amex Preps era. They have outstanding players in Heberle and Gastnick, and they showed why they're a state contender in Class 1A this year after getting to the Final Four in 2A last year. Cheyenne Wells is yet to win, either as Kit Carson in Cheyenne County. Both volleyball teams are 0-6. Cheyenne Wells lost to Idalia 2-1 and St. Francis, Kansas 2-1 in a triangular at Cheyenne Wells. They're 0-6 of the Tigers. Likewise, the Wildcats, they're 0-6. They lost their homecoming match against Lyman 3-0 last night at the gym. Wiley beat Los Animas 3-1 to move to 3-3 on the season. Fowler got its first win at home against Walsenburg 3-0. Eads and Sherrall, no score to report. They were scheduled to play last night because the football game got canceled because Eads had to forfeit because of lack of players. Nonetheless, the volleyball match, nobody's posted anything, so I've got no score on what happened there. Longhorn volleyball, it was going to start tonight. It's actually this morning. It's the Longhorn Stampede, a two-day tournament for new head coach Chad Kennison. He's put together all the teams in the Arc Valley, and he's added Sargent, one of the top 5 teams in the state. They'll be coming over today. It's an all-day event. It starts in 2 different gyms, the Longhorn Gym and Red, White, and Blue Gym at 10 o'clock this morning. Springfield and Walsh in the Longhorn Gym, Kim and Holly will play in the Red, White, and Blue Gym, and then there'll be 2 games simultaneously all the way to 4 o'clock this afternoon. Tomorrow, Wiley will join the bunch, and they'll get some matches in. That's all happening tomorrow and today and tomorrow down in Springfield at the Longhorn Volleyball Stampede, the first of its kind. Other action coming up today, Sedgwick County and McClave. Sedgwick County's 4-0. They made the championship and lost a similar last year. Coached by Alyssa Rehnquist, of course, the former Walsh native. Her team will take on McClave as a preseason number 1 team. McClave is now 2-2 on the season. They'll try to keep that home record floating as they take on Sedgwick at 2 o'clock this afternoon before the football game. April will have the call for you this afternoon from the White Gym at 2. Manzanola's at Primero today at 2, and Wiley's on the road at La Vida before their football game. Tomorrow, Grenada gets a good test. They'll play at Burlington on the road in the pit, day 2 of the Longhorn Stampede, and McClave gets another good test. They'll have to play at Idalia, always a tough one for them, tomorrow afternoon at 2. Junior college volleyball Saturday. Otero's on the road at Clarendon, Texas. They'll take on Dallas College Mountain View at 1 o'clock on Saturday, followed by a 3 o'clock contest against the home team, Clarendon College, on their home floor. High school softball, all weekend long, the Thunder Diamond Classic. 14 teams take part. Guymon and Boys City, Falcon, Pueblo Centennial, Weld Central, Lamar, Lahana, Alamosa, Forge Christian, Moffitt County, Burlington, Ray, Holyoke, and Yuma. All the teams will be at the triplex, or at the fourplex of fields. They'll be playing on 3 of them, Citizens, Gray, and Tan. All the action starts at 10 o'clock this morning, tomorrow at 8:30. 3 games simultaneously throughout the day on Friday and Saturday at those ballparks. Lots of softball 14 teams in town. The Angels, meanwhile, Southeast Colorado on the road at 2-2. They'll play at the NoCo Classic in Greeley. They'll take on a big school in Severance today, even a bigger school, last year's champion University, tomorrow at 10, and Greeley West, a 5-2 club, tomorrow afternoon at 12:30 before we get into conference play. Rocky Ford's rolling. They won 16-0 yesterday. They're 6-3. They've been playing great softball after that big upset of Montrose, number 1 in 4A, last weekend. There was high school soccer last night. No score to report. Lamar was playing at Evangel Christian Academy. Junior college soccer last night as well at Lamar. Nothing to report on Lamar and Northeastern. No scores printed for LCC and Northeastern last night at the Savage, or I should say, at the Thunder Sports Complex. They play again along with the women's team from LCC. They'll welcome in West Texas and the Westerners from Snyder. That's matchups today at 1 and 3 o'clock at the Thunder Sports Complex before the football game later on tonight. High school cross country this weekend. Today, the Niwot Invitational, prestigious, and Springfield will send their team up there and their outstanding runner, Parker Arbuthnot. They'll run tonight at 6:45. Tomorrow, Rocky Ford is at the Lake County Invite at the highest point in Colorado at Leadville. They'll run tomorrow morning at 10. La Junta will be part of the Harrison Invitational. That'll be in the Springs tomorrow morning at 10 as well for LJ. High school football, as we said, Sherrall won by forfeit over Eads. Then they got themselves a game Saturday at home against Deer Trail. They'll play that at 11 o'clock, part of their forfeit victory over the Eads Eagles, who did not have enough players, so they get the win over Eads, but now they have a game to make up for it, and they'll play Deer Trail coming up on Saturday. Last night, high school football teams across the state did play. There were some even playing in Hawaii from Colorado, and those teams were playing all over, as we mentioned. Lots of football teams get those Thursday games. None usually from Southeast Colorado, but a number from the metro area. And as we said the day before, there were a number of teams that were undefeated. Did they stay undefeated? No. Some did, some didn't. Team winning last night, George Washington beat Skyview 50-0. Alameda beat Jefferson 49-0. It was Sebring, Florida beating Legacy 35-22. Pueblo Central edged Discovery Canyon 22-21. Boulder shut out Prairie View 30-0. Green Mountain beat previous undefeated Lakewood 22-21 in a good one. Rampart stays undefeated. They're 3-0. They beat Whitefield 48-0. Sierra beat Mitchell 54-6. It was Arapaho beating Heritage 58-14. Heritage no longer undefeated. Rangeview beat Gateway, no longer undefeated, 44-24. Bear Creek beat Greeley West 41-0. Thompson Valley lost to Pueblo County 35-14. Douglas County 48-12 over Thomas Jefferson. DC stays undefeated at 3-0. Thunder Ridge is still undefeated. They beat Fairview 32-29 in a tight one. Clear Creek 19-0 over Gilpin County in 8-man. Pueblo East 44-6 over Lewis Palmer. Cherokee Trail beat Smoky Hill 56-8. Riverdale Ridge won over in Honolulu 48-0, and D'Evelyn beat Littleton 23-6. Those are the scores from week 2 of Chassa football in the state on Thursday. Coming up today, it's Walsh at 0-1. They'll be playing at Kim Branson, an afternoon game at 1 o'clock on their field. Grenada is on the road at number 5 Ingalls, Kansas, after a week off. Number 5 in the state in 8-man is Ingalls. They'll be on their home field. They'll take on 1-0 Grenada today at 3. Sedgwick County will take on McClave, the number 1-2 preseason teams in the state in 8-man. Sedgwick is 0-0 on the season. McClave is 1-0 after that 54-0 flattening of Ellicott. We'll play today at 5 o'clock at McClave. Coverage on CAF Media this evening at 5 o'clock as well. Yours truly will have the call. Springfield plays tonight at 7. They're at Boise City, Oklahoma, who kicks off their season. University will take on Lamar. We'll have that game at 7 o'clock tonight. Both teams are 2-0. Lamar with the number 8 ranking, 9 ranking for University in Class 2A. Centauri's 1-0. They're ranked in 1A. La Junta's ranked in 2A. They'll play at La Junta for the opener at home for the Tigers tonight at 7. Rocky Ford is at Custer County, Manzanola at Primero, Wiley is at La Vida, 2-1-0 teams battle there on the side of the mountain. Fowler is at Honey, Crowley County is at Sanford, and Wolstenberg will take on Los Animas tonight in Bent County. Those games all start at 7 o'clock. Two games on the docket for tomorrow. Holly is at Akron at 1 o'clock. Both teams are 1-0. Holly will be a prohibitive underdog playing up at the Ramland. And Deer Trail's 0-2. They'll take on Sherrall in a game that just got scheduled after Sherrall lost a game with Eads from last night. College football last night, it got going in a big way, especially in Atlanta. Georgia Tech took the lead over Colorado with a late field goal, and actually extended the lead with a late field goal. Colorado then took the lead with a touchdown pass late in the ballgame. from Juju Lewis playing in front of his home fans in Georgia. The five-star recruit was terrible for most of the game until the final drive. Then Colorado was able to block a field goal, and it was at the end of the game by Georgia Tech after they had driven down the field to try to get the win. Deion Sanders returned to Atlanta a victory. The Buffaloes beat Georgia Tech 14-13 in a wild one down in the ATL. Missouri's ranked 25th. They and Utah, the only top 25 teams playing last night. Utah rolled up 633 yards of offense, 9 touchdowns, and absolutely pummeled Idaho 66-14 in Salt Lake City. 25th-ranked Missouri did the same to Arkansas Pine Bluff, 54-14. In the RMAC, it was Colorado State University Pueblo going to 2-0. They won at a tough Fort Hays State, 35-17. 2-0 for New Mexico Highlands. They beat Western New Mexico, 55-32. Western Colorado beat San Angelo State, that is out of Texas, 23-21. And Chadron State beat Nebraska Kearney 24-21 up in the Panhandle. Coming up tonight, top 25 college football. UTEP is at number 10, Oklahoma in Norman. Number 7, Miami opens the ACC all the way over in California at Stanford. Fresno State is at 14th-ranked USC tonight in L.A. Coming up on Saturday, Duquesne will open up Air Force's season at the Academy at noon. The border war between Wyoming, now out of the Mountain West, and Colorado State, now out of the Pac-12, no longer conference schools, but they'll play the border war tomorrow in Fort Collins at 4. South Dakota will visit northern Colorado in their new lights. That'll be at Nottingham Field. That happens tomorrow evening at 6. Meanwhile, Saturday in the RMAC, the Mines are at Will Washburn. Dakota State is at Black Hills State. Southwest Baptist at South Dakota Mines. Colorado Mesa is at Eastern New Mexico. Arizona Christian is at Fort Lewis. Adams State will play Sol Rose State in Texas coming up on Saturday. In the top 25 on Saturday, number 1 Ohio State will open at home against Ball State. Number 2 Oregon will take on a very good Boise State team in Eugene. Georgia's home against Tennessee State. That should be a walkover for the number 3 Bulldogs. Number 4 Texas will host Texas State out of the Pac-12, which is the same conference as Colorado State. That'll be in Austin. And Notre Dame will play Sunday night in Green Bay at Lambeau Field. They'll take on the Wisconsin Badgers in what should be a very entertaining game come Sunday. NCAA soccer last night, and across the NCAA soccer world for at least the women of Colorado, it was Wyoming 1-0 over Gonzaga. Montana's match at Air Force was canceled. Colorado College squared up South Dakota 1-1. BYU 2-1 over Colorado State, and Colorado stays undefeated at home. They beat New Mexico 3-0. Today, Northern Colorado is at Creighton in Omaha. Sunday, Utah State will visit CU in Boulder. New Mexico is at Northern Colorado. Colorado College will be at Minnesota. Colorado State is at Utah Tech, and Wyoming will be at Eastern Washington. NCAA volleyball last night, Northern Iowa beat Air Force 3-1. DU beat SIU Edwardsville 3-1. Coming up today, Northern Colorado takes on New Mexico. Colorado State will be at number 19, North Carolina. Air Force is at South Dakota. Wyoming is at Utah as well. On Saturday, Utah Valley at Air Force. James Madison will play Colorado State. Eastern Illinois will play Wyoming. Wichita State will play Northern Colorado. Of course, Sidney Dunning still not in action after that knee injury from last year. Long Beach State is at Wyoming. New Mexico is at Colorado on Saturday as well in volleyball. And UNC will play at Colorado coming up on Sunday. That's all part of the schedule of college volleyball across Colorado and the Rocky Mountain West. NCAA men's soccer this weekend. Tulsa's at DU coming up tonight at 7. Air Force is at San Francisco tonight at 8. Monday, Air Force at St. Mary's in Moraga on Labor Day. And Denver will play at Indiana. Great matchup of top teams in college men's soccer. 6 o'clock in Bloomington on Monday. The Canadian Football League gets underway with Week 14 as we await the NFL opener next Wednesday. Canadian Week 14 begins with British Columbia at Montreal, the best team in the league, tonight at 5:30. Sunday, Winnipeg will play at Saskatoon, or play at Saskatchewan, that is, in Regina. That's a 5 o'clock kickoff there. Monday, Toronto is at Hamilton on Labor Day at 12:30, and Edmonton takes on Calgary in the Battle of Alberta 4 o'clock on Monday afternoon up in Canada. The Rockies take on the Cardinals for a three-game series at 20th and Blake this weekend. Rockies send Ryan Felter to the mound against Kyle Leahy tonight, 6:40. Cardinals coming off a 3-2 walk-off loss to the Dodgers. Teoscar Hernandez had the game-winning double last night. Dodgers salvage a series against the Cardinals, winning 3-2 last night. The Redbirds in town at 6:40. They're in town for Saturday at 6:10 and Sunday for 1:10. Elsewhere in baseball, Pittsburgh beat San Francisco. It was 5-2 Pirates, six relievers combined on a two-hitter against the Giants. Toronto triples up Cleveland 6-3. Houston beat the White Sox 6-2. Adley Rutschman's return home to Boston after he was traded to the Red Sox from Baltimore. He hit two home runs in front of his old home fans, 6-5 Boston. Cubs got PCA's 39th home run of the season for Pete Crow Armstrong. They were able to beat Milwaukee 2-1. Kansas City's Carter Jensen was a single shy of the cycle. He had three runs scored, three RBIs. They beat Miami 7-3. 18 strikeouts for the Seattle Mariners last night in their home ballpark against five pitchers for the A's. The A's beat Seattle 7-4. Texas 6 and Tampa Bay nothing. Cal Quantrill, the former Rockies pitcher, pitching well for the Rangers. What's a shock there? It's 7 innings, 2 hits. Every time somebody leaves the Rockies, it seems like they get better. Baseball today on a Friday. It's a doubleheader day in Cleveland. They'll start at 12:10 for the Tigers and the Guardians. Play the second game at 5:10. Everything else will be under the candles. The Cubs at Miami. San Francisco's at New York for the Mets. Minnesota's at Chicago for the White Sox. Tampa Bay continues their four-game series in Texas. Toronto's at Kansas City. Arizona is at Houston in a big one. Milwaukee at Cincinnati. The Angels are in Pittsburgh. Atlanta's at Philadelphia in a monster-sized matchup between the two teams in the East, separated by four games with the Braves on top. The Yankees are in San Diego. The A's at Seattle and Washington begins a series in L.A. against the Dodgers. The standings right now, Tampa Bay 3 up on the Yankees, White Sox 3 on Cleveland, Houston 2 on Texas in the American League West. National League East, Atlanta 4 on Philly as they match up this weekend in the city of brotherly love. Milwaukee is 8 up on the Cubs, and the Dodgers now 9.5 on Arizona in the National League West. New York, Boston, and Cleveland are top wildcard teams. Texas and Toronto are just a half game back of Cleveland for that final spot. Baltimore's a game and a half. Minnesota's 3 and Seattle 4 with just a couple of weeks left in the regular season. Season ends on September the 27th. Philadelphia, the Cubs, and Arizona are the top three wildcards in the National League. San Diego's a half game behind the Snakes. Miami 3 and St. Louis 4 at this juncture of the season. The League's Cup Soccer Tournament with three continents, two leagues, and one champion will be decided Saturday in Houston. Toluca of La Liga will take on La Liga's Monterrey for the championship Saturday night at Shell Stadium in Houston. Third place earlier will be León and Club America as La Liga dominates the League's Cup championship play this year. The MLS returns to action Saturday night. The Rapids are in Columbus, Ohio for the Crew at 5:30. The Switchbacks are in Lawton United FC. That's in Leesburg, Virginia. They'll play that USL championship game coming up tonight at 5 o'clock in Virginia. National Women's Soccer League, Denver Summit FC, is at Gotham FC in New York City coming up Sunday, 12 p.m. That'll be their matchup for the weekend. The U.S. Open Golf Tournament, how about the U.S. Open Tennis Tournament continues with round two matches. Only one big upset, and that was on the men's side. Number three, Auger Ellismay from Canada, lost in four. He is eliminated from the U.S. Open in contention for a Grand Slam championship event. Sakari, number 32 on the women's side, was also upset. Those were the only two upsets. All the big numbers in the high rankings all moved on to round number three. For the women, that includes number two seed Rabakina, number four Coco Gauff, number five Andreeva, number eight Swiatek, number 10 Anisimova, number 13 Osaka, 14 Jovic, 17 Ile, 22 Keys, and 25 Buzkova, all moving on for the women to round three. For the men, Kobayashi, number five, number six Desmoronard, number nine Fritz, number 13